Apostle Thomas were alive today, I think he'd probably be an Episcopalian. And I mean that in the best possible way. For we are a church of the middle way, a denomination founded in the vast expanse of compromise between the Protestant and Roman Catholic traditions. And we've walked a fine line between questions and answers ever since. And Thomas actually had some pretty good questions. After all, who wouldn't be perplexed by the claim that the dead had been raised? And who wouldn't want more proof? Besides which, the other apostles had not exactly covered themselves in glory on the strength of their own belief. For when Jesus first visited them, he found them in a locked room, grieving behind closed doors. So this attitude of so-called doubting Thomas being a bad guy because of his doubts is misleading, and it's also unfair, and does a disservice to faithful doubters everywhere. For doubt is not the opposite of faith. Apathy is. And honest doubt doesn't destroy faith, but instead challenges, stretches, and grows it. For our most important answers come only if we're willing to ask those most important questions. And although certainty can be good, smugness is not. So for anyone to look down on Thomas as some sort of failed apostle is just plain wrong. Because even for those few among us who have never had any doubts, disregard for honest questions is hazardous to the health of any faith community. Which is why I think Thomas would be comfortable as an Episcopalian, because we are a church that continually entertains the questions. And although we do it far too much for some and not nearly enough for others, at the heart of the matter is the fact that we allow any number of questions. We're willing to make room for doubts, and we welcome the intellectual and spiritual stimulation that comes from treading upon such sacred ground. In doing so, we recognize that the Holy Spirit is a living, dynamic force within the church, calling us always into a deeper and more profound understanding of God. And really, that's exactly what happened to Thomas, for as he stood before Jesus and recognized him as the risen Lord, he exclaimed, "My Lord and my God," which implied far more than simple belief in Jesus' resurrection. For in these words, we see Thomas's realization of the fullness of God's power and glory as lived out in the person of Jesus Christ. So Thomas didn't just believe in the resurrection. Instead, he came to fully understand just who Jesus was, the Lord and God of all. And what a leap of faith that was. And he was able to make that leap not because he meekly accepted the story of Jesus' return, but because he stood up in the face of what was probably some great resistance, and he was brave enough to say, "I really just don't get this." And even Jesus wasn't upset by Thomas's questions. Instead, he came back, and he showed himself to him. So in reply to skepticism and questions, Jesus offered himself as the answer, gently and generously putting Thomas's doubts to rest, which is ultimately a powerful image for us all. As individuals, we can offer our doubts up, allowing God's wisdom and patience to deal with our misgivings and our distress. As a church, we can entertain the questions and work to provide a safe place for the answers to be found. And as a community of faith, we can gather together at the table and nourish our faith and calm our fears with the bread and the wine, remembering Jesus, rejoicing in his resurrection, and coming together in a way that celebrates our unity but leaves room for our differences. Because Jesus was not raised so that no one would ever have any doubts ever again. And he was not raised so that there would be one and only one way to believe in him. Instead, Jesus was raised so that each of us, like Thomas, might come to recognize Jesus as our Lord and our God. He was raised so that each of us might come to understand for ourselves just how generous and awesome and far-reaching the love of God is. And so we celebrate the resurrection of Christ not only because it changes us, but also because it can change the world. Because each and every soul that is transformed by Christ's love is a soul that will never be the same again. So let us come together as Christians, as Episcopalians, and as brothers and sisters in the ever-changing body of Christ. And let us offer up our doubts, embrace our fears, and love each other through the joys and challenges of life lived in the 21st century. And then, let us together give thanks for Jesus and the resurrection, for Jesus who patiently and generously offers himself as the answer to any and all of our questions, who loves us in spite of ourselves, in spite of our doubts, in spite of our fears. He loves us in spite of anything that gets in the way of our belief in him. And for that, we give thanks to Almighty God. Amen.